Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9R Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Sleep Smarter by Sean Stevenson is a practical, health-focused guide that argues sleep is not a passive luxury, but a daily performance tool. Positioned as a longevity and wellness book, it connects better sleep to outcomes many readers care about most: body composition, immune resilience, mental clarity, mood stability, and sustained success at work and home. Rather than treating insomnia or fatigue as isolated problems, Stevenson frames sleep as a foundation that influences hormones, appetite, recovery, learning, and long-term disease risk. The book emphasizes actionable strategies, encouraging readers to adjust their environment, routines, nutrition, light exposure, and stress habits so sleep becomes easier and more restorative. It aims to meet readers where they are, offering small, testable changes that can be combined into a personalized system. Overall, the book functions like a playbook for anyone who wants to feel better, think sharper, and protect their health by optimizing the one behavior that shapes every other choice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, sleep as the master regulator of health and body composition. A central theme is that sleep drives upstream biological processes that show up downstream as weight changes, cravings, training results, and chronic health outcomes. The book links insufficient or poor quality sleep with shifts in appetite regulation, emphasizing how fatigue can nudge people toward higher calorie foods and larger portions. It also frames sleep as a recovery window when the body carries out repair, immune work, and metabolic housekeeping, making it easier to maintain energy and consistency with exercise and nutrition. Instead of positioning sleep as separate from fitness, the approach treats it as a multiplier that can make the same workout plan or meal plan work better. The message is especially relevant for readers frustrated by plateaus because it suggests the missing lever may not be another supplement or more cardio, but improved sleep duration and depth. The book also highlights performance consequences, including attention, decision-making, and emotional regulation, arguing that these cognitive factors indirectly influence health behaviors all day long. The practical takeaway is to view sleep as a primary health behavior, then use the later strategies in the book to protect it with the same seriousness as diet and movement. Secondly, engineering a sleep-supportive bedroom environment. Another major focus is the sleep environment and how small adjustments can reduce friction at bedtime and improve sleep continuity. The book encourages readers to think like designers. The bedroom is a cue-rich space that can either signal safety and rest or stimulate alertness. Key elements include light control, noise reduction, and temperature management, all of which can influence how quickly you fall asleep and how often you wake. It also points to the role of screens and artificial lighting in pushing the brain toward wakefulness, making a case for adjusting evening light exposure and simplifying the pre-sleep environment. Comfort factors like bedding, mattress support, and airflow are treated as practical levers rather than luxury upgrades because discomfort can create micro-awakenings that add up to poor recovery. The broader idea is to remove unnecessary stimulation and build consistent cues that your body associates with sleep. By treating the bedroom as a performance setting, readers can make improvements that do not require willpower, only setup. This topic reinforces the book's overall style: build systems that make the healthy choice and the restful night the default. Thirdly, daily rhythms, light, timing, and the body clock. The book stresses that sleep quality is not only about what happens at night, it is the result of signals you send your body all day. It explores circadian rhythms in a practical way, focusing on how light exposure, meal timing, and activity patterns can anchor the internal clock. Morning and daytime light are presented as powerful inputs that help set a stable sleep-wake schedule, while late evening, bright light can confuse the body into delaying sleepiness. The book also discusses consistency, suggesting that irregular sleep schedules can make it harder to fall asleep and wake feeling restored, even if total hours look acceptable on paper. Timing of stimulants and intense activities is treated as another rhythm issue because late-day choices can carry into bedtime as a racing mind or a body that feels wired. By focusing on rhythms, the book provides readers an alternative to the common approach of forcing sleep with sheer exhaustion. Instead, it promotes aligning with predictable cycles so sleep arrives more naturally. The practical outcome is a set of habits that support steady energy during the day and smoother transitions to sleep at night, which can benefit work performance, mood, and long-term health. Fourthly, nutrition, movement, and recovery strategies that influence sleep. Sleep Smarter ties sleep to lifestyle inputs such as food choices, exercise, and recovery practices, presenting them as levers that can either calm the nervous system or keep it activated. The book suggests that certain eating patterns, late meals, or heavy foods near bedtime may interfere with comfort and sleep onset for some people, while more intentional timing can support deeper rest. Hydration and caffeine timing are also treated as practical variables, encouraging readers to notice how they personally respond and to experiment with boundaries that protect sleep. Movement is framed as beneficial not only for fitness, but for sleep pressure and stress reduction, with an emphasis on finding the right intensity and timing so exercise improves sleep rather than disrupts it. Recovery practices like gentle stretching, relaxation routines, and wind-down rituals are positioned as bridges from daytime stimulation to nighttime rest. The overall message is that the body is an integrated system. Habits aimed at body composition and performance can also be habits that improve sleep if planned wisely. This topic helps readers build a day plan that supports the night, turning sleep improvement into a holistic lifestyle upgrade rather than a single hack. Lastly, building a sustainable sleep system for success and longevity, a final core topic is implementation, how to turn strategies into a repeatable system that fits real-life demands. The book emphasizes that better sleep is not achieved through a one-time fix, but through layering small changes that are easy to maintain. It encourages readers to identify their biggest sleep bottleneck, such as inconsistent schedules, a stimulating evening routine, or a disruptive bedroom setup, and then address it with targeted adjustments. Tracking progress is framed as helpful when done simply, focusing on how you feel, your energy curve, and your consistency, rather than perfection. The book also links sleep to ambition and success, arguing that sharper focus, better emotional regulation, and improved resilience come from dependable recovery. This perspective reframes sleep from something that steals time to something that creates time by making waking hours more effective. The longevity angle shows up in the idea that protecting sleep now can compound into better health, fewer setbacks, and more capacity over years. The practical result is a mindset shift. Treat sleep as a non-negotiable pillar. Build routines that protect it, and you can pursue bigger goals with a body and mind that can actually support them. In conclusion, this book suits readers who feel tired despite trying to eat well and exercise, professionals who want sharper focus and steadier mood, and anyone interested in longevity without relying on complicated biohacking. It is also a strong fit for people who know sleep matters but do not have a clear, step-by-step way to improve it. The benefits extend beyond simply getting more hours. By treating sleep as the foundation for metabolism, recovery, immune strength, and mental performance, the book helps readers improve the quality of their days, not just their nights. Many people find that better sleep makes healthy eating easier, workouts more productive, and stress more manageable because decision-making and impulse control improve when the brain is rested. Compared with similar sleep books, its value is the breadth of actionable strategies and the way it connects sleep to real-world goals like body composition, career performance, and long-term vitality. Rather than focusing only on clinical sleep disorders or theory, it leans into practical adjustments readers can apply quickly and customize. For buyers who want a high-impact wellness upgrade with compounding returns, Sleep Smarter is worth purchasing because it turns sleep into an achievable, measurable system. If you would like to support Sean Stevenson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.